Right now in Louisville, under mostly cloudy skies, it's 52 degrees. I'm Linda Perido, 84 WHAS. Oh, baby.
Good afternoon. Welcome to this week's edition of Kentucky at a Flashback. I'm Leonard Yates, and we're back exactly 21 years with Louisville's top 10 hits just the way they were December 1st, 1964. And you just heard the first of three Louisville hits national bombs. That was Paul Revere and the Raiders with Mark Lindsay on lead. And Over You, a song that made it to the top 10 locally, did not make the national charts. Have two more of those to go between now and, well, in the first hour today, we have an abbreviated show. We're going to try to get to the feature a little bit before 6 tonight. So we'll get the top 10 songs from 21 years ago, through this hour, then into the feature, because we have U of O basketball between 6:20 and 6:25 tonight for you right here at 84 WHS, your Million Dollar Weekend. Right now, we have the number 9 song from Bobby Vinton 21 years ago. We also have a car club drawing coming up at 5:20. Stick around on your Million Dollar Weekend from 84 WHS. Bobby Vinton, Mr. Lonely. That was the number 9 song in town exactly 21 years ago. Share with Leonard on Kentucky and a Flashback, your Million Dollar Weekend from 84 WHAS. It's 5:11. Now, the song Mr. Lonely by Bobby Vinton was actually recorded in 1962. It came out in his first LP. That was the one that featured Roses Are Red. Record company wouldn't release that, according to the story, back in 1962. They released the same song, same backing track, but they had Buddy Greco sing lead originally. The song didn't do very well. Then in 1964, after Bobby had had a big string of hit records, well, they decided to release the record, went to number 1. But 21 years ago, the number 9 song in Louisville. Promised you that car club drawing. We've got a license number ready to draw at 5:20 this afternoon. That will be worth a month's car payment from 84 WHAS in the car club. And we're looking forward to a winner on that. We'll get to our feature a little bit early tonight. I mentioned it's an abbreviated edition tonight because of the U of L basketball. That's against St. John's. It will air between 6:20 and 6:25 tonight, live from New York with Van Vance and Jock Sutherland. So basketball excitement, then the music special, the Sheena Easton special tonight. That will follow the game immediately following that game this evening on 84 WHAS. I have a Flashback Extra standing by from the Beach Boys, but first, let's check in on the world of sports with Fred Manfra on 84 WHAS. Dancing with the Beach Boys. Dance, dance, dance. Flashback Extra exactly 21 years ago. Was here with Leonard Kentucky at a Flashback on your Million Dollar Weekend from 84 WHAS. I have a Louisville hit national bomb. This is the second one of three promised you tonight in the countdown portion of the show. We'll get to that before we do the car club drawing. I want to give someone a month's car payment here from 84 WHAS. This gentleman had a big record back in 1963, early 64. He was lead singer of the Crescendo back in the late 50s, redid the song Old Julie. Then it was A Letter for Sherry, his biggest hit record. He appeared at several of the Toys for Tots shows locally back in the 1960s. And this song at one time went all the way to number 1. But 21 years ago, Dale Ward's One Last Kiss, Sherry, was number 8 in Louisville.
Just make my dreams come true.
Stand by for the number 7 song in Louisville exactly 21 years ago. It was from Gene Pitney. But right now, we need to get that car club license drawing ready here. We want to get a winner this afternoon. Give someone next month's car payment from 84 WHAS. Or if your car is paid for, that's $200 in cash. And that license number is MBE. That's like man, boy, and each. MBE 152. So if that's your car license, you've been spotted here at 84 WHAS on the air sometime. The information's a little bit sketchy on this one. Appears to have been done in maybe one of our, well, when we do the free-for-alls, we call them, yes, here at the station. Looks like that. It was hurriedly done, but your license was spotted, and we'd like to give you the cash from 84 WHAS. Let's look at that forecast before we get to the number 7 song, and it's not a very pleasant one. The cold front's through. The temperatures are falling rapidly, and it doesn't look very nice outside. Windy and cold is the forecast, with some snow flurries possible this evening. Low in the mid-20s, but little chance of any measurable snow. Then for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy, and much colder. Some snow flurries possible, and the temperature's actually falling to about 20 tomorrow. Again, there's little chance of measurable snow right now, just mostly cloudy. Officially, back at 5 o'clock, it was 52 at Stanford Field. Now, downtown has dropped off to 51 at 84 WHAS. Man with fantastic voice, Gene Pitney, and at number 7 with I'm Gonna Be Strong, exactly 21 years ago. Sherbert Leonard, Kentucky, and a flashback, playing back Louisville's top 10 songs, just the way they were December 1st, 1964. And remember, we played them back just the way they were in Louisville. Now, we're not talking New York, we're not talking the Billboard charts, Los Angeles, local surveys, what we do on this show. That's our specialty. Then the feature this week, we're getting into the party songs and the birthday hits this week on Kentucky and a flashback. We'll get to that a little bit before 6, since we have U of L basketball coming up tonight between 6:20 and 6:25, live from New York with Van Vance, Jock Sutherland, as U of L takes on the St. John's Redmen tonight. Well, I'm looking for that car club drawing. I've got that drawn, and I'm looking for that license, that person who has that license number to give me a call. It was MBE-152, Kentucky license. Give me a call. You still have, right now, about 3 minutes to go on that. Right now, let's get on with the number 6 song, 21 years ago, from Dick St. John and D.D. Sperling. Thou shalt not steal. Here with Leonard on Kentucky and a flashback, your million-dollar weekend from 84 WHAS. You know us, we're the winning team with Chan and Dean in at number 5. Sidewalk Surfing with Jan and Dean. I'll tell you, good song. In at number 5 exactly 21 years ago. That Sidewalk Surfing certainly did do great for the doctor's business back in the mid-1960s. Came back a bit under some different names a little bit later on in the 70s and 80s. We're having a good time at 29 ahead of 6 on 84 WHAS. Remember, this is an abbreviated version of Kentucky and a flashback this week. We're playing Louisville's top 10 hits from December 1st, 64. Not many extras tonight. We're trying to get to the feature a little bit early, since we'll be going live to New York for U of L basketball with Van Vance and Jock Sutherland. That will be between about 6:20 and 6:25 tonight on 84 WHAS. Right now, let's move right on to the number 4 song in town. Yeah, the Rolling Stones had it 21 years ago with Time Is On My Side from the Big 84. Rolling Stones, Time Is On My Side. I'll tell you, doing well for them. That was the number 4 song in Louisville exactly 21 years ago. I felt like it was on my side, too, back in 1964. I'm not quite so sure today. However, we're 25 ahead of 6, and you're with Leonard on Kentucky and a flashback. I'll tell you what, we didn't get a winner in our car club drawing. Boo this hour. But I'll tell you what, Wayne will be back trying tomorrow morning right here on 84 WHAS. And I'll tell you, I do have some opportunities to spot your license. Now, if you've got the car club sticker on your car, tell you what, starting with the 5th caller right now at 571-8484, if you can tell me the name of the song I played by Bobby Vinton in the top 10 this week, I not only will spot your license right here on the radio, but I'll also have a Christmas poinsettia, and that's from Graham's Nursery and Floral Shop, okay? So that's a pretty good deal, but remember, starting with the 5th caller, you do have to tell me the title of the Bobby Vinton song I played a little bit earlier today. I have another Louisville hit, let's see, do I have a Louisville hit National Bomb? No, I don't. I have a Louisville hit National Bomb coming up in a minute. I have Rod Argent and the Zombies standing by with the number 3 song in Louisville exactly 21 years ago. Right now, we'll hear that after this on the Big 84.
We'll never get all this.
She's not there.
She's not there. The Zombies. That was the number 3 song in town. Rod Argent later went on with the group Argent. You have a Leonard, Kentucky and a flashback by 20 before 6 now at 84 WHAS. Abbreviated version of Kentucky and a flashback this week. We've got the top 2 songs in Louisville standing by from exactly 21 years ago. Then we'll get to our feature tonight on the birthday and party hits. We'll take that. We'll take you up to about 6:20, 6:25. Then we'll go live to New York for Van Vance, Jock Sutherland's coverage of the U of L and, let's see, St. John's game tonight on 84 WHAS. I want to congratulate Ann Donnell of Louisville, and she was a 6th caller. My 5th caller did not get the question right, but Ann Donnell, number 6, she got it right. She knew Bobby Vinton sang Mr. Lonely tonight, so we spotted her 74 Mercury Cougar, got that all taken care of, and we have got a certificate in the mail for a Christmas poinsettia. That's from Graham's Nursery and Floral Shop, so it pays to listen to 84 WHAS, and well, before long, it's going to pay even more with that Browning Pontiac Fiero. I think that's about $13,000 worth of car coming soon in the car club from 84 WHAS. Now, I promised you 3 Louisville hits National Bombs in the top 10. Here's the 3rd one in at number 2, another one that went to number 1 locally for Dickie Lee, another artist who appeared at several of the Toys for Tots concerts locally in the 1960s. 21 years ago, he was singing about Big Brother on 84 WHAS.
Big Brother.
I do believe believe that's the saddest song we'll hear on the flashback this week. Big Brother Dickie Lee in at number two locally 21 years ago. You're with Leonard, abbreviated edition of Kentucky at a Flashback tonight. We'll get right on to that number one song. Then we're going to get into the birthday and party hits until about 6:20, 6:25 tonight when we turn it over to Van Vance and Jock Sutherland live from New York for the U of L game. No surprise at number one. The Fab Four were holding down the number one spot 21 years ago with a double-sided hit. It was their 29th and 30th songs. It was their 29th and 30th songs to make the national charts back in 1964 alone. Number one song, the A-side 21 years ago in Louisville was She's a Woman on the Big 84. WHAS. Toon Weavers out of 1957. Yeah, the Toon Weavers only hit. Made it all the way to number five nationally. We're into our birthday and party hits feature on Kentucky and a Flashback. I've had several calls in the last few minutes about the weather. Apparently, it's very dark outside, very cloudy, and quite windy.